How do we push things forward without making huge mistakes? Well, we'll always make mistakes. That's part of learning what works and what doesn't. But we can reduce detrimental effects of failure by making smaller, more meaningful changes, which are more likely to be accepted by customers and executives. With intervention design, it's about looking for those moments that can make big differences with little changes. As an example of how innovation can go wrong, here's a story about an automotive company who decides to take a risk on designing a car for the common man. They think it's a step towards diversity because the company has been failing with the same old exclusive designs, but they use a sample size of one common man. And through a series of small but very specific requests, he ends up completely changing their existing designs and creating a monstrous chimera which only appeals to him and ends up ruining the company. Some of you may recognise this story as the plot to the episode Oh Brother Where Art Thou from The Simpsons. You'll have to find your own clip, I'm afraid. So what could average man Homer Simpson have done to avoid ruin? Well, the first thing is diversity of input. Expand your customer sample as much as you can to get enough feedback as to where problems really exist and what will work to address them, not just answering your own needs or that of a single loud voice. Otherwise, you get very skewed data. Secondly, prototyping. Don't just come up with a finished idea or product and throw it out there. Test often with small changes and put it in front of diverse audiences to get early feedback before making any commitments. In studies around user experience design, it has been found that groups who were asked to prototype their ideas created much more positive outcomes for themselves than groups who were asked only to talk about it. Prototyping doesn't mean creating a piece of software or hardware. It means making a theoretical idea something tangible in a quick and cheap way so that you can try it out and get feedback with little upfront investment. Thirdly, set the scene. In particular, with the auto industry and high-end technology, new designs are shown to the public in display rooms or vision videos long before they become a consumer reality, so that by the time they are ready to roll out, it's a familiar sight. This is particularly relevant to getting buy-in from sponsors or people who you feel resist your efforts. If you can take time to show the normality or the ubiquity of what you're trying to do first, then they're much more likely to accept it in future.